各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace to you all in the Lord.
去年我最后一次讲到的时候，我曾经说了，今天我要做什么。
If you remember what I have preached last year, I have mentioned that I'm going to do something today. Do you still remember?
记得吗？
Do you remember?
我说今天要考试啊。
I say I'm going to have an exam today.
你们准备好了吗？
Are you prepared?
当然我们这个不是为了考试。
Of course, we're not here because of exam.
我是想常常提醒大家。
I just want to use it to serve as a reminder to you all.
去年我曾经给大家讲过三次。第一次讲到认识神。
I have preached three times last year. The first theme I preached is about knowing God.
第二次讲到等候神。
The second sermon is about waiting for the Lord.
第三次讲什么？
And do you still remember what was the third sermon?
讲什么？这个标题你们都忘掉了。
You don't even remember the topic?
对，他说的对，荣耀神。
Yes, indeed, glorify God.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们还是有记得住一部分。
We still have someone who remembers.
那么我今天我先来给大家复习一下。
So today I would like to do some review for you.
为什么要讲认识神呢？
Why do we need to know God?
因为我们相信你这位神。如果我们对他都没有认识，我们相信他什么？
Because if there is a God who we believe, if we don't know anything about him, so what do we believe about him?
对不对？
Isn't that right?
如果你要相信一个人，你都不认识他，你能相信吗？
If you wish to trust someone, and yet you don't even know the person, could you really put your trust in him?
那么神他有什么样一些特性呢？
So what attributes does our Lord have?
你们知道的就跟我一起说啊，不知道的你们就听一听记住啊。
So if you don't know, you can say out loud with me. Otherwise, please just try to keep in mind and try to memorize it.
神是慈爱的神，对不对？
God is a merciful God.
神是公义的神，
God
对不对？
is a righteous God.
神是圣洁的神，
God is a holy God.
神是怜悯的神，对吗？
God is a merciful God.
这是他的主要的神性。
These are the major and main attributes of God.
他的慈爱，
His mercifulness,
他的公义，
His righteousness,
他的圣洁，
His holiness,
他的怜悯，
and His mercifulness,
等等
and etc.
这些你要知道，你要记得。
And you have to memorize those attributes.
那么为什么要去认识这个神呢？
Well, why do we need to know this God?
因为圣经说，认识神的儿子怎么样？
Because
认识神的儿子怎么样？
Because by knowing God's Son,
认识神的儿子得以长大成人。
So that you may grow and be mature.
你不认识神的儿子，
If you don't know God's Son,
你认识神的儿子不完全，
If you don't truly know God's Son,
你认识神的儿子很浅，
If you only know him superficially,
你当然你的生命就成长得很少，甚至于不能成长。
Then your spiritual life can grow with a very limited growth or not at all.
这就是我们为什么要讲认识神。
And this is the very reason why we need to know God.
那么为什么我们要讲等候神呢？
Then why we need to talk about that we need to wait for God?
因为这是我们信仰当中的内容。
Because this is one of the core content of our faith.
在罗马书八章二十五节，他这样说。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 25, it goes like this.
他说我们啊，若盼望那所不见的，就必须忍耐等候。
It said, but if we hope for what we do not have,yet have, we wait for it patiently.
必须忍耐等候。
We need to wait for it patiently.
我们不是在等候主再来吗？
Aren't we all waiting for his second coming again?
有些人说，哎呀，怎么还不来呀？
And sometimes we say, how come he's not here yet?
到底什么时候来啊？
When is he coming?
两千多年过去了，还没来。
2,000 years have passed. How come he's not here?
这就要我们必须忍耐等候。
Then we need to wait for it patiently.
加拉太书第五章第五节这么说。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 5 goes like this.
他说我们靠着圣灵凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope.
盼望我们靠着圣灵凭着信心但是我们还要等候所盼望的义。
Not only we wait through the Spirit, we also need to hope for, have faith of righteousness.
那么等候神除了是我们信仰的一个内容之外
Besides, waiting for the Lord is a core content of our faith.
等候神对我们有意义吗？
Is there any benefit to us?
对我们生活对我们的信仰信心有帮助吗？
Would that be helpful to our spiritual growth and daily life?
你们回去去看以赛亚书第四十章三十一节是怎么说的？
And perhaps you can go home and turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 31.
他说那等候耶和华的
Which chapter? For those who wait for the Lord.
40章31节。
Chapter 40, verse 31.
Yeah. 他说，那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
Those who wait for the Lord will renew his strength.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
You will soar like an eagle.
奔跑却不困倦
They will run and not grow weary
行走却不疲乏
They will walk and not be faint
人生的路很长啊
Our journey on this earth is long
成圣的路不那么简单啊
The way to holiness and sanctification is not easy
有的时候你会常常觉得哎呀真是信不下去了
And sometimes we feel we couldn't endureOur faith.
你感到疲倦。
Sometimes we feel weary.
你感到困乏。
And sometimes we are tired.
但是你等候耶和华就必重新得力。
And yet, if we wait for the Lord, we will regain our strength.
圣经里面有很多等候耶和华重新得力的例子。
There are so many examples in the scripture showing us that we need to wait for the Lord.
你们回去看啦。
Hopefully you will go back and look into it.
最后我们为什么还要讲荣耀神呢？
And why at last we talk about glorifying God?
因为我们是神所造的。
Because we are created by God.
神造人的目的是什么
？And what was the purpose why we've been created by the Lord？
说我不知道啊，反正我来到这个世界上就吃吃喝喝嘛。
And perhaps we say I don't care, I don't know, I just come and eat and drink。
我信了主以后，当然跟世人是不同。
Of course, once I accept the Lord, I'm different from the rest of the world。
但是只要我每个主日来敬拜
，And yet as long as I come to worship every Sunday。
然后我在家里面也好好读圣经
And I also read my Bible in my house
祷告
I pray
不就好了吗
Isn't that enough?
No
圣
经说 他造人的目的是要叫人去述说他的美德，去见证他的荣耀。
According to Scripture, the reason why we are created so we can testify His might and His glory and majesty.
如果你不能够啊见证啊述说他的美德，见证他的荣耀。
If we cannot proclaim and testify His kindness and His glory,
那你就没有荣耀神。
Then we are not here to glorify God.
那你就违背了他造我们的目的。
Then we violate the very purpose why we are created.
这就是为什么我去年用三个啊主日的时间跟你们讲了认识神、等候神、荣耀神。
And this is the reason of I spent three sermons last year to talk about that we need to know God, wait for the Lord, and glorify God.
今年呢，我们开始从今天开始呢，我们要讲生命之道。
Starting from this year, we are going to talk about the way of life.
我要用五次的时间来讲生命之道。
I will spend five sermons to talk about the way of life.
这回你要好好记了，下回要笔试，要考试。
And this time, may you be prepared. So the next time, I will come and give you a test.
当然，你们都不怕了。
Of course, you're not afraid of test.
你们托福都考过了，怕这个吗？
You have passed the TOEFL exam, so you are not afraid of having any test.
那么社会上的人呢？有些人呢？
There are people in the society.
他们有的时候把我们叫教徒。
And sometimes they called us as the follower of a religion.
这当然是误解了。
Of course, they have misunderstood us.
我们有教会。
Yes, we do have church.
我们也到教堂里边来敬拜。
Yes, we come to church and worship.
但我们不是信教。
And yet, we are not following a religion.
我们也不是在信一种思想。
We are not here to pursue particular ideology.
来信一种哲学
or believing certain philosophy.
我们所信的是什么呢？
So then what do we believe then?
我们所信的是耶稣基督。
What we believe is Jesus Christ.
我们所信的是生命之道。
What we believe is the way of life.
那么什么是生命之道呢？
So what is the word of life?
啊，那就是这个道它是有生命的。
That is this word or the way express life.
它是活的。
It is living.
它是真的。
It is true.
它是可以看得见、摸得着、听得到的。
It is something you can touch, you can see, and you can hear.
如果有人问
，If someone asks,
哎，某某某某
，so and so。
你是不是信了生命之道啊？
Are you the one who believing the word of life?
如果回答说是，我信了。
And yet perhaps you say yes, I believe.
他说那你既然信了。
And then the following question will be, if you do believe.
那根据圣经，那你就应该有由神而来的生命，对不对？
Then according to scripture, you should have the life coming from the Lord, isn't it?
那你可不可以把你的这个生命拿出来给我看一看呢？
Then can you show me this life you get?
如果他是问你，
If someone asks you this,
你怎么回答？
How would you reply?
如果有人这么回答，
If someone could respond like this,
那我拿不出来了。
I really couldn't show you.
但是我相信是一定有这个生命的。
Yeah, I do believe there is such a thing exists.
这样的回答也对也不全对。
Such response is correct, and yet it's not fully right either.
我们说它对，是为什么？
And why we say such word is right?
因为你相啊，对自己所相信的这个神是有信心的。
Because you do have faith of the God that you have put your trust into.
如果说你不全对，
if saying you are not fully correct,
因为你以为这个生命是 拿不出来的。
Because you thought this type of life cannot be shown.
这个不仅不对。
Not only this is not correct.
而且有负面的影响啊。
Also, it carries out a negative connotation.
那个来问你的世上的人就会这么想
，because then for those people who ask you this question will think，
你看看看看，你拿不出来了吧
？Look at this, the person couldn't even show any evidence。
那你这个信仰不就是假的吗
？Then your faith is fake。
你说有由神而来的生命，可是你拿不出来，是假的吗
？You claim you have life from God, and yet you couldn't show us. Then what you believe is phony。
他们说错了
They are incorrect.
下面我们就来认识什么是生命之道
Then we need to pay attention to know what is the word of life.
我们从三个方面来认识
That we need to understand this through three perspectives.
第一
First,
我们所信仰的生命之道是真的活的
That the word of life we believe is true and living.
为什么呢
Why is that?
我们从三方面来看
Let us pay attention through three perspectives.
第一
First,
我们从生命的源头来看
Let's pay attention from the source of this word of life.
天地万物从哪里来的
We need to ask where is the beginning of the universe?
它的源头在哪里
Where is the source of the universe?
所谓生命之道，这个道指的是什么
？And when we talk about the word of life, what is this word of life referred to?
这个道就是神。
That is God.
啊，他就是万物的来源。
God is the source of all things.
在约翰福音一章一节里边这么说。
In John chapter 1, verse 1.It says like this.
他说太初有道。
He say in the beginning there was a word.
啊，道。
Okay. Yep. Sorry. In the beginning was the word.
道与神同在。
The word was with God.
道就是神。
And the word was God.
在第三节这样说。
Verse 3.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的。没有一样不是借着他造的。
Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
啊，在约翰福音第一章十四节有清楚的指出。
In chapter 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
从这里边我们就很清楚地看见，这个道就是耶稣基督。
It is very evident that the Word is Jesus Christ through this passage.
他两千多年前降生在伯利恒。
He came down to this earth 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem.
他长在拉撒勒。
He grew up in Nazareth.
他上过户口。
He has been registered.
他的生母是玛利亚。
And his mother in flesh is Mary.
他的养父是约瑟。
And his adopted father is Joseph.
他还有兄弟姐妹。
He also has younger brothers and sisters.
他与他的父母啊，生母、养父和兄弟姐妹共同生活了三十年。
And he has been living with the family on this earth for 30 years.
然后呢？
Then what happened?
他就走出家门
And he left his house.
他就向人传道，医病，赶鬼，而且行了很多神迹奇事。
And he started to preach and give healing and cast out demons and has done many miraculous signs.
但他后来被诬陷
And later on, he was betrayed and wronged.
被钉上十字架。
He was crucified on the cross.
死了，埋葬了。
He died and been buried.
三天以后复活。
He was resurrected after 3 days.
在他复活以后的四十天里边。
After his resurrection for the rest of 40 days.
他曾经十三次向众人显现。
And show himself to multitudes.For 13 times,
最多一次向五百多人显现。
The one he has shown the most has a number of 500 people.
最后他升上天去。
At last, he was ascend to heaven.
所有这些都是历史的事实。
All these are the true accounts according to history.
尽管很多人啊人反对基督教的人。想尽一切办法来把这个想抹杀掉、否定掉。
Although there are many non-believers in history try to discredit this history account,
但是他们没有一个能把这个历史否定掉。
And none of them can deny those facts.
这些历史证明
the historical facts has proved
他是一个完完全全的人。
That Jesus is a full human being.
他有血有肉。
He has flesh. He's a true living being.
他也饿了要吃饭。
He he was hungry. He also needs to eat.
他疲倦了要睡觉。
When he was tired, he needs to sleep.
他生气了他会发怒。
When he was angry, he will express his anger.
他完完全全是一个真实的人。
He is a true human being.
同时，他也是完完全全一个神。
Also, he is a fully God.
如果不是一个完全的人，不是一个完全的神，他的行为和他的所言行就没办法解释。
If he's not a complete man, or he's not a complete God, then we cannot explain the behavior he has expressed.
所以在约翰一书第一章第二节里边有这么几个字。
And therefore, we can find out there are a few words being used in 1 John chapter 1 from the first few verses.
他说起初原有。
You see,In the beginning,
这几个字就清楚地指明了生命之道就是那个最早的原有的生命的源头。
Then it means the word of life from the very beginning is the source of all.
约翰一书第五章十二节进一步地指出
And in chapter First John chapter 5, he continued to express.
十二节
And verse 12.
他说人有了神的儿子就有了生命。
Whoever has the son has life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Whoever does not have the son of God does not have life.
这就很清楚地告诉我们。
It is as expressed evidently.
人的生命是从耶稣基督来的。
That the life of man actually come from Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在世期间
When Jesus was on this earth,
他也亲自向世界宣告
He also proclaimed the very truth to the world.
他说我就是道路、真理、生命
He proclaimed to the world that I am the way, the truth, and life.
他说复活在我，生命也在我。
The resurrection is from me, and the life is from me.
这是第一方面。我们从这个生命的源头来看。
So this is the first perspective we need to pay attention from the beginning of life.
第二方面，我们再从使徒的见证来看，生命之道是真的活的。
And secondly, we need to pay attention to the testimony given by the apostle that this word of life is true.
使徒约翰不仅向我们说明真理。
Apostle John not only tell us the truth.
而且呢，他还结合他自己的亲身经历为主做见证。
Not only he has expressed what the truth is, he also used his personal testimony to testify what he said was true.
他在约翰一书啊第一章第一节和第二节。
From First John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
他用了三个动词。
He used three verbs.
听见。
He has heard.
看过。
He has seen.
摸过。
He has touched.
他用这三个动词生动地具体地表明。
He used three verbs to express an idea vividly.
他所见证的主耶稣是又真又活的。
What he has testified about Jesus Christ is true and living.
他和主耶稣啊，他我们是主耶稣的十二个门徒，和主耶稣三年朝夕相处。
That there were 12 apostles, disciples of Jesus who have lived and walked.And eat and drink with Jesus for 3 years.
所以使徒约翰他是亲耳听见。
So Apostle John actually he has heard by his own ears.
他是亲眼看见。
He has seen Jesus by his very own eyes.
他也亲手摸到。
And he has touched Jesus by his very own hands.
所以他用了这三个词。
And therefore he used these three verbs.
听见。
He has heard, he has seen, he has touched.
另外，生命之道的见证
And besides, the testimony of the word of life
更来自于使徒的生命改变
Also comes from the transformation of the life of apostles.
主耶稣有多少个门徒啊
So how many disciples did Jesus have?
多少个
How many disciples?
啊？你们不知道吗
How many disciples did he have?
12个呀
12 disciples
这个一定要知道
that we need to remember.
主耶稣有12个门徒
that Jesus had 12 disciples.
啊，他们的大多数都是来自于社会的底层。
Most of them came from the lower, considered the lower level of the society.
什么打鱼的渔夫
，or sometimes they are fishermen，
牧羊的牧人
，or shepherd，
啊，等等
，etc.
这些人呢
，those disciples，
他们在社会上是没有地位的
，they don't have any position in the society at the time。
他们缺乏文化知识
，they were lack in education。
他们是普通的人
，they are considered an ordinary man。
然而他们跟随主耶稣之后
And yet after they have followed Jesus
他们的生命都发生了巨大的变化
There is a great dramatic change in their life
发生了哪些巨大变化呢
So what type of changes happen in their life
大概对我们来讲、啊、可能我们对彼得印象最深了
Perhaps
对不对
the most one we have noticed is the life of Peter
因为他是总是冲口就说出来。
Because he is a very straightforward man. He many times he utter words without thinking.
他看到生气的事，他第一个冲上去。
When he feel he thinks something is not right, he will rush forward.
但是我们对约翰了解吗
？And yet, do we truly know John?
好像我们觉得约翰好像稳当多了。
We feel John is much more mellow.
他没有说过那么多冲动的话呀。
He hasn't uttered many foolish words before.
是不是
？Isn't that true?
约翰所写的约翰福音都是非常的得体的。
And when we read Gospel of John, we find out his writing is quite reasonable.
其实啊
，And actually,
约翰的改变也是很大的。
And actually, the change in John is also very dramatic.
你们记不记得？约翰有一个外号啊。
Do you still remember there is a nickname of John?
他的外号是什么
？Do you remember his nickname?
不要紧啊， 我随时问，你们不答我就答了，对不对
？It's okay if you couldn't answer, then I will answer.
约翰有一个外号叫做雷子。
John has a nickname of he is the son of thunder.
打雷的雷啊
It's a son of thunder.
为什么
？Why is that？
因为他也是一个一碰就炸的人呐。
Because he is a person who can he's easily angered.
原来他本身的脾气是很暴躁的。
So he is a person who couldn't really control his temper.
我们举一个例子。
Let me give you one example.
有一次啊，主耶稣带的门徒啊
，that Jesus led his disciples
到了个外邦人地区去传道。
They went to a place of Gentile.
你们注意哦。
Please pay attention.
主耶稣亲自去的哦。
Please pay attention.
亲自带队的哦。
It's Jesus himself who led.
亲自讲的哦。
His group and his team and he gave his teachings there.
可是没人相信。
And yet, when Jesus preached, no one believed him.
这个约翰就发火了。
So John was angry.
你看约翰说什么？
And then we see what the John said.
他对耶稣说啊。
He said to Jesus.
他主啊，我们求天父降下一把火来，把他们都烧灭了。
He said to Jesus, why don't you let us to ask heaven to send fires to burn down the entire town here?
这些人太顽固了。
They don't deserve to live.
主耶稣来跟你们讲，你们都不信了。
That now is Jesus himself preaching to the crowd, and they don't even believe.
降下把火来，把他们全部烧了。
Why don't we send fire down to the earth and burn them all?
你就可以看见，约翰也是一个很暴躁的人。
Then we realized that the character of John, he has a bad temper.
可是后来呢
？And yet, what happened to him later?
他改变。
He has changed.
约翰不是除了写了约翰福音之外，他还写了什么？还写了什么？
So besides the Gospel of John, what else did he write?
还写了什么？对啦，还写了约翰一书、约翰二书、约翰三书。
He also wrote First, Second, and Third John.
他在约翰一书、约翰二书、约翰三书里边呢。
In the First, Second, and Third John,
他常常把一句话挂在嘴边。
He oftentimes mentioned this particular word.
他说什么？
What did he say?
小子们啊，你们要彼此相爱。
Little one, love one another.
这个彼此相爱就成了约翰一书、二书、三书第一个主题。
Love one another became the very theme of First, Second, and Third John.
他时时地啊想到提醒啊信徒。要彼此相爱。
He constantly wished to remind the readers that we need to love one another.
不是随便发脾气。
Not to show up our temper without control.
什么是爱呀？
So what is love?
什么是真爱呀？
What is true love?
你们知道吗？
Do you know what is true love?
圣经里面在什么地方谈到了什么是真爱呀？
What can we find the agape love in the scripture?
那我又得我来答了，对吧？
Then end up, I'm going to answer this.
我希望以后逐渐逐渐你们的当中有更多的人来答。
I hope gradually you guys will respond to my questions.
你们回去看多哥林多前书十三章。
If you go back and read First Corinthians chapter 13,
第四节
到
第八节
to verse 8.
第四节一开始他就这么说。
From the very beginning of verse 4, it goes like this.
爱就是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is patient and kind.
恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
又有恩慈。
Love is kind.
这个当年的雷子是不一样的。
Now, this is very different from the son of thunder in the past.
啊，为什么忍耐，而且很久的忍耐就是爱呢？
Why love is long suffering? and patient.
那你反过来就知道了嘛。
If you turn around, then you will understand.
如果你没有爱，你怎么能忍耐呀？
If you don't have love, then how can you have patience?
而且还要很久忍耐。
Not only have patience, but enduring patience.
我们不是这样，对吗？
We are not like this.
我们常常是啊，哎，我忍了你一次喽。
And a lot of time we say, oh, I have put up with you once already.
我是对你忍了又忍哦。
I have given you patience once and twice already.
所以我现在忍无可忍了。
And now I couldn't hold anymore.
不是这样吗？
Isn't that reflect our lives most of the time?
如果你有爱，你就能忍耐，而且很久忍耐。
If you have love, then you can have patience.
没有爱，谈不到。
Then you can endure. If you don't have love, there's nothing we can do.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
为什么约翰有这样大的改变呢？
And why there's such a great change in John?
因为神的生命改变了约翰。
Because the life of God has changed John.
神的生命进入到约翰的生命里边。
The life of God has entered to the life of John.
基督的生命在基督的生命里边、啊、约翰改变
了。In the life of Christ, the life of Christ has changed, John.
所以他的爱才能从他的生命当中流露出来。
And therefore, the love, this love, outflow out of John's life.
所以他的生命之道才能够流传出去。
And therefore, this word of life can flow out of John.
这是生命之道是又是真的是活的的第二方面。
And this is the very reason why the word of life is true and living.
我们第三方面，我们从千千万万信徒的见证，我们来看生命之道是不是真的，是不是活的。
And from the third perspective, we need to focus on, can we find out whether this word of life is true and living from the multitude?
以赛亚书四十三章第十节说
，And Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 10，
耶和华说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。
”And then say to them, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says."
我们基督徒是谁拣选的？
Then we need to ask ourselves, we Christians, who has chosen us to be Christians?
刚信主的时候，我总认为这是我拣选的。
When I just accept the Lord, I always thought I'm the one who has chosen this faith.
是吧？我也没选佛教，我也没选回教，我选的基督教啊。
I didn't pick Taoism. I didn't pick Buddhism. I picked.Christianity myself.
所以是我选择的。
And therefore, the choice was mine.
错了。
Now, that's wrong.
我们之所以成为被救的、啊、基督徒
The very reason why we are saved.
那是因为神拣选了我们。
It's all because of God has chosen us.
而且圣经说还在你们还没有出母腹之前就拣选了你们。
And according to the scripture, before we were out of our mother's womb, we were chosen.
那个时候你还不知道什么叫拣选。
At the time, you don't even understand what is choosing.
你在妈妈肚子里拣选什么？
When you were in mother's womb, what do you know? What choice can you make?
那个时候神就拣选了我们。
At the time, God has already chosen.
所以我们是神所拣选的。
And therefore, we were chosen by God.
所以我们都是神的见证。
And therefore, we are the testimony of God.
两千多年来
throughout 2,000 years,
基督教遭受到了多多多少多少逼迫和苦害。
Many persecutions has been going on to Christianity.
啊，但是信徒从来没有被吓倒。
And yet, none of the followers has been threatened and denied their faith.
反而是更加发展壮大。
And yet we develop and we grow stronger.
吉林是在无神论当政的国家里边。
Even in the nations who hold atheism.
也是野火烧不尽 春风吹又生。
And no matter how much the persecutions there are, and the faith just grows stronger.
我们就以中国大陆为例。
For example, in China.
前几年的统计啊。
According to the statistics a few years ago.
基督徒的人数在大陆已经有多少
？Do you know how many Christians are there in China?
超过了一个亿。一个亿。
10 billion. 10 billion. One billion.
1 billion.
0.1 billion. 100 million.
简单来说，就是现在中国大陆每十个人当中就有一个是基督徒。
That is one of out of 10 people. Are Christians in mainland China.
这些基督徒大多数都是生活在农村或者是社会的基层老百姓。
Most of Christians are living in the countryside. They are peasants or considered a lower level in the society.
当然也有啊，出国留学的精英如诸位。
Of course, there are a few elites like you all.
他们面对当局的刁难。
Even though faced challenges from the authority,
逼迫,
a persecution,
就是不畏惧,
and yet they won't back down,
不退缩,
they won't withdraw.
他们用他们的行动见证了生命之道的强大生命力。
They use their action to testify the strong living source within them.
中国古话有一句话。
There is an old saying of Chinese.
有诸内而行诸外。
Because you have a content within, and therefore you can express it.
啊，这个话不大好翻啊，就是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean?
就是说，如果啊，你里边有什么
，and that is if whatever you have inside,
你的外边就必然会。表现出来。
And then it's evidently you are going to express it.
你有爱就流露出了爱。
If you have love, then you will express.
你有恨
quality of love.
你有恨你就表达出来恨。
If you have hatred within, then you are going to express the identity of hate.
所以它叫做有诸内行诸外。
So whatever you have inside, then you are going to express it externally.
我们千千万万的基督徒生命的改变。
Now thousands of Christians, the transformation of thousands upon thousands of Christians,
就从另外一个方面见证出生命之道啊，给人内在的生命带来了何等真实美好。
It became the evidence how this transformation is true that can show what life is.Beautiful and good.
正像马太福音第七章十六节、十七节所说的。
Just like Matthew chapter 16 and verse 17.
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？蒺藜里岂能摘无花果呢？这样，凡是好树都结好果子，唯独坏树接坏果子。七章十六十七节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 16. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit.But a bad tree bears bad fruit.
所以基督徒的美好见证
Therefore, the good testimony of Christian
当然是从他们内在的生命里边出来
It is a natural outflow of something within.
上面我们从三个方面、啊、也就是从生命的源头使徒的见证和千千万万基督徒的见证来看生命之道是真的活的
And therefore, it is evident to us that the word of life is true and living from the three perspectives we just have learned.
那么现在进入第二部分。
Then we let's go to the second part.
怎么样得到这个生命之道呢？
Can we, how could we receive this word of life?
其实我们面对前面的讨论，我们就答案是不难知道的。
And actually, the answer can be easily found from the previous discussion.
前面不是讨论当中，我们已经知道神是生命的源头。
Did we learn that God is the source of life?
啊，一切的生命都是从他来的。
Every living creature are from God.
所以圣经说，有神的儿子就有生命。
And therefore, according to the scripture, when we have the Son of God, we have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Whoever don't have the Son of God, we don't have life.
所以一个人如果想得着啊由神而来的生命
，And therefore, if anyone who wish to receive life from God,
他就必须首先得着神的儿子耶稣基督。
The very first thing the person need to get hold of is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
有人就想了
，And then some people will start to wonder.
耶稣基督是神啊。
If Jesus Christ is God,
我是人啊,
I'm merely a human being.
我怎么能够得到这个神呢?
And how can I get a hold of this God?
靠自己当然得不到了。
Of course, we couldn't get hold of him by our own effort.
但是我们不要忘了。
And yet, let us not forget.
耶稣基督他用舍身流血成就了这个救恩。
That is Jesus Christ himself who shed his own blood to accomplish this salvation.
他把这个救恩白白地赐给我们。
He is giving this salvation to us freely.
不要你付什么钱。
We don't need to pay any price.
用不着你的行为。
We don't need to do any deeds.
那怎么？只有一条。
Then how can we get it? There is only one way.
那就是你真心诚意的相信他。
That is, we put our trust and believe in him.
你就得到了。
Then we can receive this.
我们看约翰福音三章十六节不是这么讲的吗？
Isn't that true? We can get it from John chapter 3 verse 16.
他说神爱世人。
That God loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And even give us his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。反得永生。
Whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
在以弗所书第二章八节。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
他说得很明白。他说你们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
That for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourself.
并不是出于自己。
It is not from yourself.
乃是神所赐的。
It is the gift of God.
这就是生命之道的奥秘。
And this is the mystery of the word of life.
不是像人说，哦，他是神，我是人，我怎么能得到他？不是。
It's not what we think that if he's God and we are human being, and how can we get a hold of him?
任何一个人
，anyone，
不管他是罪人，啊，是恶人。行为多么的不好
，No matter how evil, how bad the person is，
只要他真心诚意的相信这个神
，If this person sincerely believe in this God，
神就把这个救恩赐给他
，Then God will give him this salvation freely。
第三方面，我们来看怎样保守神所赐的这个生命呢?
Certainly, let us focus and understand how do we keep this faith.
我们已经知道啊，神是生命的源头。
That we know that God is the source of life.
我们也知道有神的儿子就有生命。
That we know once we get hold of the Son of God, then we have life.
所以我们所得到的生命是主耶稣所赐的。
And therefore, the life we have is from Jesus Christ.
是由他而来的。
It's all from him.
他是属于神的。
That he belongs to God.
是属于主的。
He belongs to the Lord.
就加拉太书第二章二十节这么说。
And therefore, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 goes like this.
我已与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
And I no longer live.
乃是基督在我里边活着。
But Christ lives in me.
因此，人要保守这个属于主的生命。
And therefore, if we want to keep this life which belongs to God,
怎么办？
And how can we keep this life?
那你就必须与主保持一致。
And therefore, we need to be in tune with the Lord.
怎样才能和主保持一致呢？
And how can we do accord, be with the Lord in accordance?
简单明了一句话。
Simply put,
就要以基督的心为心。
That we must have the heart of Christ.
你碰见一件事，碰见一个人。
When whichever things or person we encounter,
你不要用你自己的想法去看待。
Don't use our own mind, carnal desire to do the evaluation.
你要用耶稣基督的心肠来看这个人，这个事。
But evaluate the world around us through the heart of Christ.
如果你真的行出来了，
If you actually outflow through your express through your action,
那当然你就跟主保持一致了。
Then we live according to the Lord.
你顺从他的心意，
If we follow his will,
遵从他的教训，
We follow his command.
这就是保守我们生命和神一致的根本所在。
And this is the foundation. How can we keep this life?
如果有的人说那好，好了好了，我知道了。
And people may say, oh, not their heads. Yes, yes, I do know now.
知道这个道理并不是就能保持的。
And yet, knowing does not guarantee you can keep this.
而是要行出来才能保持一致的。
But you need to live it in order to keep it.
主耶稣对门徒说，
That Jesus said to his disciples,
若有人要来跟从我，
Whoever wish to follow me,
就当舍己，
That they need to deny themselves,
天天背起他的自己的十字架来跟从我，
And take upon their own cross and follow me.
这是马太福音里面说的。
This is from the book of Matthew.
这里面就讲得很清楚一个道理。
It clearly identify a truth.
你要跟从主耶稣吗？
If you wish to follow Jesus,
你就要舍己。
That you need to deny yourself.
什么叫舍己？
What does it mean denying oneself?
舍弃自己。
That is deny your own identity.
当自己不存在。
Treat that you don't exist.
你这样才能跟随耶稣。
This is the only way to follow Jesus.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果人不舍己，
If one doesn't deny oneself,
他就必然是他的老我在做主。
Then he is controlled and led by his old self.
他就必然是走自我为中心的那一条路。
Then he is walking in a way of self-centeredness.
主耶稣的教导的后一部分就说，若有人跟从我， 你就要舍己。下面呢，就是你要天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
Now denying oneself is the first part. The second part is that you have to take your own cross daily.
为什么？
Why?
因为成圣的道路是不容易的。
Because the way of sanctification is not easy.
圣经很清楚地说，那是一条小路。
It is clearly indicated in the scripture, it is a narrow way.
那是一道窄门。
It is you need to go through a narrow gate.
它必定有很多艰辛和苦难。
There are many trials and difficulties.
而那些艰辛和苦难正是你自己的十字架。
And those difficulties and trials are your own cross.
你不把这些背起来，
If you don't take upon it,
你只是绕开，
If you try to avoid it,
你能跟随主吗？
Then could you follow the Lord?
当然不能。
Of course not.
我们如果说舍己又天天背起自己的十字架，
If we say we want to deny ourselves and carry our own cross daily,
我们的生命，属灵的生命就会成长。
then the life of the Lord will start to grow within us.
我们的生命就会更丰盛。
We will start to have an abundant life.
我们就更美好。
Then become more beautiful.
这样我们才能见证主的、啊、才能成为神的见证。
Only then we can become a testimony of God.
我们把上面所说这些总括起来。
Let me conclude what I have said.
你要保守神所赐的生命吗？
Do you want to keep the life from God?
你就要以基督的心为心。
Then you need to have the heart of Jesus.
认真对付自己。
That you have to truly examine yourself.
舍弃自己。
Then you need to deny yourself.
甘心乐意地背起自己的十字架。
Then you're willing to take upon your own cross daily.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
神所赐的生命
the life given by the Lord,
是恩典
it's grace,
是福分
it's a blessing,
是见证
it's a testimony,
是经过痛苦走向荣耀的开始
it's the beginning that, for the way of glory through trials and tribulations.
让我一项一项的来解释为什么是恩赐是福分是见证是经过苦难走向荣耀的开始。
Let me explain it, one by one why this is a way of going to glory.
为什么主所赐的生命是恩赐？
Why the life of given by God is grace?
因为这个生命我们是根本不配得的。
Because this life is the life that we don't deserve.
它当然是生命，是恩典。
Of course, then this is grace.
为什么神所赐的生命是福分
？And why this life is a blessing?
因为这个生命让我们今生生命更丰盛。
Because this life will make us life on this earth more abundant.
在未来有永恒的福乐。
And in the future, we are going to have a joy for eternity.
所以这个主所赐的生命。是福分
and therefore the life given by the Lord is a blessing.
为什么神所赐的生命是见证
and why this life is a testimony?
因为只有这样的生命才能够见证出神的大爱、大能和荣耀
Only by this life can express the great love and the might of God.
为什么神所赐的生命是经过苦难走向荣耀的开始
and why this life is the beginning that we can walk on the way of glory through tribulations and difficulties
因为只有这个生命才能够让我们跟随主走小路过窄门
only by this life enable us to walk on the path of narrow way and passing through the narrow gate
经过这些苦难而改变成为美好
And through the tribulation and trials, we begin can be changed into something beautiful.
所以我们才能最终进到神的荣耀。
And only then we can enter the destiny which is the glory of God.
各位弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
神所赐的生命是如此的宝贵，如此的美好。
The life given by God is such precious and such beautiful.
我们真的是要好好地去。
And therefore, we need to treasure this life.
好好的去保守它。
And we need to keep this life.
让我们珍惜时光。
Let us treasure the time we have.
将神赐给我们的生命。
So that we can take the life which is given by God.
又真又活的展现在世人的面前。
Which is living and true to express it to the world.
成为荣神宜人的美好见证
To become a testimony that can glorify God and benefit others
好让我们同心低头祷告
Let's bow our head and pray